and knock on our door.
Come knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Thank you for knocking on our door and welcome to the Regal Beagle podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me today is my good friend, podcast partner himself, Mr. Nick Flanagan, who has his own new podcast, his own podcast called Nick Flanagan Weekly, and that's spelled W-E-A-K-L-Y. Nick, nice to have you on the Regal Beagle podcast.
Thank you very much.
Last week, you joined us and we discussed Chrissy's Hospitality, episode 9 of season 4. This week, it's season 4, episode 10, The Loan Shark, aired November 20th, 1979, directed by Dave Powers, written again by Mark Tuttle. Chrissy borrows money from Mr. Bustamante, a loan shark, after she accidentally throws Jack's check in the garbage. Jack trades cooking lessons to pay off the interest owed on the loan. What did you think of The Loan Shark?
Well, it was another one that seemed to play on certain stereotypes of the day, which seems like it's a big part of Three's Company from what I've seen. This being the Italian loan shark concept.
Yeah, it was pretty racist, I thought.
Yeah, and also the fact that his wife was lascivious. I don't know if that's an Italian lady trait, but that's sort of a Three's Company go-to.
Sexist, yeah, a little bit of a sexist vibe.
I zoned out a little bit for portions of it, which I think is normal for Three's Company. You know, to just kind of go in and out. And
say, no, yeah. It is not normal for me. I am locked.
Locked in there
for the whole show. Yeah,
I actually thought Mr. Furley was excellent in this episode.
Yes, absolutely.
Don Knotts is such a legend. We were talking last time about how he blended in. You thought he blended in perfectly with the addition to the season, in this season, to the cast, and I definitely agree with you. And I think in this episode he was probably the standout person, the MVP. Jack was also quite funny in it, but you know, Don Knotts really, really took it home when the spit take was just gold.
Now, he came in on this season, but he didn't start. His introduction was on episode 3, so this is episode 10. This is his 7th episode in, and you would think, like, he is owning this show.
Yeah.
7 episodes in, he's, like, pretty much stealing every scene at this point.
But he is a very serious, I mean, you know... he's a very serious presence. I mean, this is a show with all these young people, you know, who are...
Yeah.
Some of whom, I'm sure John Ritter had been around for many years, and the same was true of both of the actors, but, Chrissy and Joyce DeWitt. But I think that when you throw a Don Knotts in the mix, they must have said, wow, we got to step our game up.
Well, yeah, this was kind of... I have to say the friends of its generation. So like Joyce, Janet and Chrissy and Jack are these young, you know, 20 somethings in the city trying to make it on their own. Mm-hmm. And there was no character like Don Knotts is thrown into the actual Friends show. It would have tilted it off its axis. Whereas in Three's Company, having Mr. Furley there really held it together.
Yeah, no, it's wild.
Of course, there's the homophobic, the usual homophobic jabs. Furley calls Jack a chefette, which I thought was hilarious. Come on. And he calls whatever alcoholic beverage he's stirring up for Lana, he calls it come get your giggle water, which I thought was great.
The giggle water, I like that.
Yeah. And then what did you think of the Bustamentes, Mr. Bustamante and Mrs. Bustamante?
Both did a pretty good job. you know, Mrs. Bustamante didn't have a lot to do, I would say, besides just kind of be into Jack. And that was a misunderstanding as well, wasn't it?
Well, I think she thought she could get away with fooling around with him. And, you know, the whole thing where she was on one track and he was on another. He was trying to make her give her cooking lessons. What I don't understand is at the end of the episode, Mr. Bustamante says, "Let's go home and you can cook me dinner." What happened when they got home and she couldn't cook the dinner? Wouldn't he just march back to Jack's apartment and rip him a new one?
I see.
I don't know. But anyways, I want to say that Mrs. Bustamante was one of my favorite guest actresses who appeared on the show. I thought she was absolutely beautiful. And yeah. And she's still around today. She teaches theater, community theater.
Wow.
Yeah, in, I believe, the Bay Area. So she's still around. And I always thought she was like a full-blown Italian actress, but she's actually an American. And she had appearances on WKRP, Hill Street Blues. Her name is Livia Genese. Kojak, Days of Our Lives. So, and Harold Stone played Mr. Bustamante. Mm-hmm. And he was one of those kind of character actors that, kind of like last week's Dr. Todson, mm-hmm. you just know the face. The face is one of, you know, the villains that you see in all these TV shows, etc.
Yeah, I thought he was pretty entertaining. You know, again, given a very limited area to navigate within.
Yeah, and then Mr. Bustamante's bodyguard, Floyd, yes. Another very familiar-looking character played by Mickey Morton. And, like, Mickey Morton was in Bionic Woman, Fantasy Island, Starsky and Hutch, Wonder Woman. He did all the guest appearances on those shows.
That's cool.
Yeah, I did actually a search on Livia Genese, and she's still around today, and she's, you know, she's an older woman now, but man, she back in the day in 79, she was a bombshell knockout.
I thought we'd moved on to Floyd, but you've gone back to...
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry.
That's all right. Obviously, your mind is...
Well, this episode for me is really all about Mrs. Bustamante. There's the scene where Chrissy and Mrs. Bustamante are in the kitchen and Chrissy's boring her to tears. And you really see, like, you know, here's Chrissy. She's supposed to be the knockout blonde bombshell, the Pamela Anderson of her day. And Mrs. Bustamante to me is just, man, I can't take my eyes off her.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, she's, if only you had a time machine. Things might be different.
Anyways, what? Sorry, you were gonna say?
I just said I was gonna say Hitler.
What?
Hitler would be dead.
Still, if I and, yeah right, if I went yeah. to 79,
and you'd right. marry the lady.
So all is still safe, is what all you're saying? Safe,
yeah.
All right. Okay, well, thanks a lot for coming down. Did you like the episode? Sorry, I forgot to ask you.
Yes, I did enjoy it. I didn't enjoy it quite as much as the one we talked about last week, but I did enjoy this one.
Oh, great. Because I feel this was, you know, this is one of my favorite episodes in the series. Not top 10, but maybe top 20 or 30.
Cool. Well, I look forward to seeing them all.
Okay, well, come on back. And knock on our door here at the Regal Beagle. Actually, just knock on my door. Come on back and we'll chat more Three's Company.
Sounds good to me.